Engagement and commitment scores for agency senior executives are at nearly 82%, but for rank-and-file employees, it's just 60%. That's according to an analysis of the 2014 Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey and Best Places to Work data from the Partnership for Public Service and Deloitte. 79% of SES members say promotions at their agencies are based on merit, but only 30% of other employees agree with that idea. Bob Tobias is professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. Bob, that's a huge disparity, and I wonder where that disparity comes from, that the managers have such a different idea of how things look than the rank-and-file employees do, Bob.
Well, you know, Francis, it is interesting that the disparity is so large, but one thing that's even more interesting is that it's not unchanged over the last 4 or 5 years. And secondly, if it's not unchanged over the last 4 or 5 years, what it represents is my perception, if I'm a manager, does not square with your perception, which is as a non-manager. And it seems to me that my obligation as a manager, as a member of the SES, is to work to change your perception as opposed to deny that your perception is accurate.
Yes, this is the whole perception versus reality concept, or perception is reality, is what the people think is the case is the case. And it doesn't appear, if we look at this from a historic perspective, as you have, that anybody has paid attention to at least this one segment of the data that comes out of this. I know we hear all the time about how agencies, especially in the HR shops, but in other parts of the agencies as well, are trying to take advantage of the knowledge that they gain from this data. But this is one place where it doesn't look like they've made any progress.
There hasn't been any progress, which means that the members of the SES have not changed their behavior nor sought to understand the perception of those they lead. And when that happens, there's a lack of engagement, which leads to a lack of productivity or less productivity.
So when someone finally decides what we're doing isn't working, so we need to do something else, what are the steps to take to try to do something else that's effective?
Well, there are a couple of things that one might do. If I'm a member of the SES, I might ask others, so what do I need to do to increase the score? Simple. Or much more simply, I might look at the questions and say, if that's how they perceive my behavior, what behavior might I change to increase that score? Just ignore what I believe and look at those what I lead believe and change my behavior. It wouldn't require great studies by consultants. It would be me looking at the question and saying, what can I do differently to raise that score?
And that's exactly what I want to get at, Bob, because this is the kind of problem that historically in government has the potential to become this self-consideration exercise that takes forever and ever and ever to act on, and it's not that complicated.
It is not that complicated. I don't need anyone, any third party, to tell me what people think. I have an obligation as a leader to discover for myself what they think and act on it. But all I need to do is look at the question and say, gee, 29.9%, that's low. What do I need to do to change that behavior?
And as a leader or an aspiring leader, You ought to be able to figure this one out. I mean, you should be able to look at those numbers, think about what your organization is doing now in those areas, and decide this isn't working and we need to do something different. Or you need to do some kind of a massive PR campaign to explain to folks why you're doing it the way that you're doing it, explain the benefit, and then see if that makes a dent too. Either one of them strike me as a legitimate way to go about it. Am I on the right track?
Well, I think so, but people have tried PR campaigns, Francis, and from my point of view, a PR campaign really avoids the perception that the non-members of the SES have. It's as though I'm ignorant, that I can't understand, and therefore I need to be convinced or persuaded that my point of view is incorrect. My point of view is incorrect because it's my point of view. And the only way that point of view changes is if you, as a member of the SES, start engaging with me about the behavior that I perceive and is reported in these surveys.
Okay, I like your concept of what I was getting at. I think what you're describing is kind of what I was getting at, rather than I chose a poor term, but the idea of explaining to folks, and engaging is a great word to use, engaging with folks and saying, hey, this is why we do it the way we do it right now. That obviously doesn't sit well with you. So let's engage in a conversation about, I can explain to you why we do it that way, and you can explain to me why that doesn't work. That's
exactly.
Kind of more what I was getting at.
Exactly. That's it. That's on the mark for me. That's on the mark for me, because I'm really asking you. And of course, one of the sort of litmus tests of all of that is if people truthfully engage with you. If everybody says to you, Francis, man, you're perfect. You don't need to change anything. You know they're lying. Because they
Boy,
already...
do I ever.
Because, you know, they're saying that... They're saying that you don't deal with poor performers. They're saying that promotions are not fair. And then if you say, well, what can I do to make promotions be more fair? And you say, well, Francis, it's everybody else. It's not you. You know they're lying.
Mm-hmm. How can you tell when people are being square with you, though, especially in a leader or manager employee dynamic where they may not feel incented to be really honest and straight with you?
Well, I believe that employees are honest to the extent that they trust those they lead. If it's not a safe place, they're not going to be honest. So I, as a leader, I believe, have the responsibility for creating an environment where you trust me and you will tell me the truth.
Yeah, I agree with you. That takes me back, though, I guess, to my question. Well, maybe I step back a step before that question, and the question becomes, what are the best ways to be able to tell that you have that environment if you're the manager or the leader so that you know you're getting good information back from your people?
When they tell you you've made a mistake, when they tell you you've done things wrong, when they ask you to change your behavior, that's sort of the litmus test, because nobody's perfect. And so, when you do screw up and somebody says, hey, boss, that you promised that you were going to speak to me before you made that decision, and you didn't. Simple things.
And that can take a number of different forms then, I suppose. It can range anywhere from, this is all screwed up and you should tear it up and start over, to, out of the 10 aspects of this program, 9 of them are terrific, and you might want to consider this one change on number 10.
Right. It's easier, important, but easier to talk about change of a program than, Francis, I'd like you to change your behavior. That's hard. And that goes to the crux, I think, of the disparity between these scores. A reluctance by those led to speak truth to their leaders.
And we've talked a lot in the past and in this conversation about the scores. And I know, as you've said before, the be-all and end-all is not to change the scores. The be-all and end-all is to change behaviors so that we get better outcomes and better results for the agencies and the taxpayers.
Exactly.